blesses. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 66, stanzas 1 through 4. Ever are my longing eyes toward the Lord, whose watchful care, when my foes their plots devise, keeps my feet from every snare. 1 through 4 of Psalter number 66. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the 19th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, verses 1 through 10. Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. But first we will read the Holy Law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran therefore and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto him, Lord, behold, Lord, and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So far the reading of God's holy word. We hope to remember in prayer this morning the two children, Riley Rosendahl, who may come home in this week, and also Chad Outshorn, who has also done very well after his procedure, and also Mr. Van Sluis, who must receive surgery in this coming week. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and eternal God, we have read out of thy holy word how that thou didst say, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Lord, then we can read in thy word how that Abraham was the father of the faithful. And then it was not only of the circumcision, but also those of the uncircumcision. That also in the day in which we live, then there will be those who will be saved by that same faith as Abraham. And Lord, we have read out of thy law that thou didst institute a holy Sabbath day. It is to be a day of rest from all the labors of our hands that we have tried to perform in the week that is now lying behind us and in the week that now lies before us. And now one day, that we may put aside everything that is for the time, and that we may make an attempt to worship thee. And Lord, thou knowest our hearts and all that dwelleth within us, that we have, because of our deep fall, nothing in us that goes out after thee to worship thee in spirit and in truth, that there is so much form, that we have so much custom, but we have no truth in our hearts. Lord, we stand in need of thy Holy Spirit in this thy holy day to come to give to us and to our dear children what we cannot give unto ourselves. And therefore, we beseech thee for thy presence and for thy nearness on this thy day, that thou may come and that thou would fill us with thy Holy Spirit, that may give us to bow in the dust of self-abasement before Thee, and that may give us to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. Oh, give us instruction, Lord, from above, in those things wherein we are so ignorant, having lost our knowledge in our deep fall, and having fallen dead in trespasses and in sins. Oh, may Thou remember us with our children then this day, that Thou may speak one word, that Thou may come in the midst of us as one that doth serve. For Thou didst say that Thou came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And we need that Thou would minister also unto us, to give us what is necessary in the first place, that is life from the dead, that we may begin that small beginning of that true and that new obedience that we have read of in the life of this man. And Lord, then we need what is so much also in the way of continuance. Thou knowest each and every one of Thy own dear children. Oh, could it please Thee in this Thy day to remember each one of Thine own dear flock, Thy own dear sheep, of whom Thou art the great shepherd, and that Thou may lead them to the fat pastures of free and sovereign grace. Oh, that there may be those who could not see it before, and who were entangled in the web of the old covenant, in attempting to make it right between Thee and our soul. Lord, that is the good desire of Thy children, a desire planted by Thee, but they don't know the way. Lord, we are so ignorant of the way until it may be revealed to us. Oh, that there may be those who may be truly poor in spirit this day, and that are so ignorant, but that may yet be crying unto Thee, Lord, wilt Thou reveal Thyself? Oh, that there might be those who have come even as that Zacchaeus, who did climb into that sycamore tree, and that he may have one view of Thee, O Lord Jesus. Oh, may there be such in this morning that do desire that they may have one sight of Thee, that they may have one view of Thee, and by a true saving faith. And then, Lord, Thou wilt not put them to shame. Oh, give them that Thy word that may be brought in this morning may be a savor of life unto the dead, and that it may be for the instruction of the ignorant. And Lord, instruct all of us who are so ignorant, and for the preaching also. Oh, give to us that wisdom that proceedeth from above, to know how to bring it in a clear manner, and that it may be sanctified by Thee. Look upon all the afflicted and the sick ones. And there are those who had to stay home in this day. Wilt Thou care for them in their places, to give health and strength unto all that are sick, and for whatever reason that it may be, that we may not be able to come to Thy house. Wilt Thou then be a sanctuary to them in this day? Remember all those that mourn, those that go over this life alone, at those that are widows, widowers, and orphans, or that are not married. Wilt thou be near to them also on this thy holy day? And wilt thou give them to be borne up under their burdens, upon thy wings thyself? Lord, remember him who must go into the hospital in the week to come to receive surgery. Wilt thou thyself guide the hand of the physicians? Wilt thou be near and dear to him to bring him through the operation, to give that it may be a blessing for his body, and that it may also be sanctified within? O Lord, wilt thou give him yet to speak and to be able to say what the Lord has done, not only for his body, but of thy great goodness and thy long suffering for his never dying soul, that it may not be always for others, but that it may be also for him, for his wife? Strengthen them together. Remember the two little children for whom, Lord, thou hast made it so well thus far. Wilt thou give thankful hearts to the parents and to all of us together who have sought thee concerning these children? And Lord, wilt thou bless and sanctify the means that they may receive health and strength in their bodies, and that thou would look upon them and all our children together as they are living in this world? O Lord, wilt thou take them for thy own account? Wilt thou forgive all the shortcomings that we have as parents? Oh, make us more faithful. Make us more diligent. Give a little opening to speak yet of the things that pertain to thee and to the need of their souls. And wilt thou bless our children despite all our shortcomings? And wilt thou thyself work within their young hearts? Oh, show our youth also the vanity and the of this world, and the emptiness of all the things that are here below, and give them to see the blessed treasure that is hidden, and wilt thou open it to them that they may seek thee in the days of their youth? Wilt thou then look upon all thy servants this day, also those that labor in the congregations in this area, and all that labor that are sent by thee over the length and the breadth of this world, also upon the mission fields and the places where they are persecuted for thy name's sake? Lord, it is thy holy day. O give that thy word may go forth in all its purity. May it go forth in all its power by thy Holy Spirit, that thy kingdom may come over the length and the breadth of this whole world, and that we and our dear children may not be left behind when they shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And then we who have heard it our whole life long, and who have been privileged to receive thy holy word, that we should stand without on that great day, knocking at a closed door, only to hear, "Depart from me, ye cursed." O Lord, keep us, save us, convert us. Help us now this morning in the preaching of thy holy word. Lord, open it unto us for whom it can be so closed. And wilt thou give us a little freedom, Oh, give us a little strength in the body and give us a little clearness in our mind and fill us with a double portion of thy Holy Spirit. And wilt thou use it, oh, go thou from a bench to bench, go thou from heart to heart and take us for thy own account. We ask it in the forgiveness of all that is sinful, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 87, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Jehovah, from his throne on high, looks down with clear and searching eye on all that dwell below. And he that fashioned heart and mind looks ever down on all mankind, the works of men to know. We announced that the extra collection at the last song today is for the school. Psalter number 87, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. congregation the words of our text for this morning. You can find in the portion that was read to you, Luke chapter 19, the 10th verse. Luke chapter 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So far the words of our text. The coming of the Son of Man. First, the purpose of His coming. Second, the manner of His coming. And third, the evidence of His coming. The coming of the Son of Man. First, His purpose. Second, the manner. Third, the evidence of His coming. Lost. What is that congregation? Lost. That is to be entirely out of the way. That is to be walking in completely the wrong path. Lost. That has an implication. Not only that we are not in the right way, but also that we cannot find the right way. That is, that we are caught in a labyrinth of confusion, and that there is no way that we can find that right way once again. What does that mean? That means that in the end, that we are going to miss our purpose. That means that in the end, our goal, that our aim, that is never going to be attained. Lost. That is taken from the likeness of a sheep. Of a sheep that is wandering away from the flock. That loses its way, that gets separated from the rest of the flock, from the rest of the sheep. And then that sheep that is not able to find its way again, that is, you know the nature of that animal, not like a dog, not like a bird, boys and girls. That when you will bring him far away, even from his own place, that he has a natural instinct, and that he knows which way to go, and then you are finding him once again at your door. No. No, then when we are speaking about a sheep, then it is so very different. Because then it is an animal that has no sense of direction. So that as soon that it is separated from the rest of the sheep, then it is lost. And now if that sheep that is not found by that shepherd, then it immediately implies that it will come to its own destruction. That if it is not found, and that sheep that is doomed to death, there is no other way. Lost. But now our text that does not speak about sheep, about animals, about goods directly, but it is speaking about mankind. What an awful thing. When we are lost in this world, when we cannot find our way in this world, and yet we can still seek our way, but then we can imagine what that is young people, boys and girls. You can imagine what that is for a little child. When a little child is lost, and when he has no sense of direction, and then he is wandering this way and that way, has no idea where father and mother may be, and has no way to find them of himself, then our heart that goes out immediately after such a little child. And yet, the Lord Jesus is also not speaking about a little child that is lost in such a manner, as awful as this is. But it is only a little picture. And of what does he speak? He speaks about us. He speaks about our human nature in that state in which you and I have been born. And what does he say of us? Lost. Did you ever feel it? Feel this? Lost. Our state, our condition by nature, completely out of that right way, completely missing the path, having wandered away from the Lord in our covenant had Adam, having completely left the pathway of that purpose for which that you and I were created, having left the pathway of righteousness and have chosen the pathway of sin, having left the pathway of holiness and having chosen the pathway of evil, lost. And what does that mean? Then there is an implication. Because congregation, if we were able to find the right way again, then we would not be lost. Then we would not be lost. But then it has an implication, that word, lost, which means that we are even as that sheep, we are even as that little child who is not able to find our way again. Are there those that come up to the house of God that may feel something of this? Lost state, lost condition in which we have been born. So that with all your seeking, with all your reading, with all your coming to the house of God, that sometimes that you despair in yourself, that you say it is lost, it is hopeless. Lost, what does that mean? That means that if we are never found from another side, then it is hopeless. Then our ruin is complete. Then our destruction, that is final. Then we are condemned forever and forever. Congregation, what do we know of this? Or is there thought of our natural condition by nature? Has it been so in the week that now lies behind us? Or has everything been over all the things that are in this world? Or is there one? Are there two? are their children, are their fathers and mothers that say, lost, lost. And yet our condition and our state, that is even much worse than our condition of a sheep and of a lost child. Why? Because how many of us, congregation, to these questions this morning, when we ask you, how was that now? In the week that lies behind, when we are honest, how is it? How was it? How was it in this morning hour? When we are honest, then what must we give as an answer? Or must we say this morning, actually, I don't feel it. Actually, in the week that lies behind me, I haven't had one thought, one serious thought about the need of my soul. Or do you feel something? Even how much worse that it is than even a little child or a lost sheep. A little child who may in his lost condition be crying, be weeping for his father, be weeping for his mother. How is it with us? Not even a cry. Not even a tear, not even a concern in our heart by nature over the fact that we are lost. No, when we speak about heaven, it touches no chord in our heart. And when we speak and we read in the Word of God about hell, then there is nothing to frighten us. Is that not an awful state? An awful condition? Oh, then we are lost. And congregation, it gets worse. Gets worse. Because when there was a thought now, young people, when there was a thought, a little thought, because you read God's Word every day and you have to study your catechism questions, and when there was a little thought in your mind concerning spiritual things, then what? What have you chosen? Or when maybe there came in your mind the thought, I ought to seek in a more diligent way. When maybe there came in your thoughts that I ought to leave the paths of sin. What have you chosen? Have you done so? Or have you felt something of the love of your heart for sin and the love of your heart to covet all that is here below? There is the proof of how awful that our condition is, that it is not even that we have no concern, that it is not even that we just do not realize how lost that we are, but it is that we are in an active rebellion against God. Do you know what the Lord said about His people? He says, and my people love to have it so. Oh, is that not also the case with you and I. That what our Father has chosen in paradise, that we also are so actively choosing every day again. Lost. Congregation, the Lord has never found His elect seeking after Him. No, many of them had a form of godliness. Or we may even have the truth among us, as we heard something of last night, young people. But what does that truth say? Paul says, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. The Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, they all, with all their religion, they did not seek after God. Lost. Who can rightly fathom what it is to be lost? For our soul to be lost, what did the Lord Jesus say? He said, what shall it profit us if we shall gain the whole world and we shall lose our own soul? And how many have not cried out on their deathbeds when they have seen the portals of hell open to them in the last hours of their life? Lost, lost, forever lost. Oh, in the time we are lost, then we are not going lost. No, we read here, that which was lost. And yet, it is not the same as in eternity. And why is it not the same as in eternity? Because of what we read in our text. What does it say? It says, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That is, in the time, thus lost, that is a state from which that we must be saved. That is a state in which our only hope that is lying on that one-sided work of God. That our only hope is when God may be moved in Himself to look upon those that are lost. Does the Lord know this? Oh, yes. Oh, the Lord has known this from eternity. And the Lord expects nothing of you and of me concerning the salvation of our soul, though He can never release us from our own responsibility. But the Lord, as that greater Joseph, He desires the communion with His own church. And it is for that reason that God, moved in Himself, has sought out a way to save that which was lost. You say He only came for His elect. That is true. He did not come to save the whole world. No. We read that He does not pray for the whole world, but He is praying for them who are given unto Him of His Father. But congregation, those who are elect, those are also lost by nature. Some of them are in heathenism. Some of them, boys and girls, they are worshiping the sun and the moon and the stars. Some of them have already been brought under the Word. Some of them, they are in the church of God. They are coming in Sabbath after Sabbath and going out. They are listening, boys and girls, to the catechism instruction. They are listening to the instruction of father and of mother. Some of them, they may have even a great zeal for religion. And yet it is not a zeal that is according to knowledge, no. But they deceive themselves even as Saul, as he was a Pharisee, and yet in himself he was lost. Are there those that are among us, congregation, that are of those elect that are lying under that seal of election? Or we do not know it. We don't know it. Because we do not know that secret counsel of God. But all then we may say that it is very likely. That it is very likely. And why? Because the Lord in His working is bringing those elect under His word. And the end of the world that is not yet come upon us, and the preaching of His word that is still going forth, and wherefore that is because there are still those who are lying under that seal of election that are lost in and dead in trespasses and in sins, who have not yet been brought forth of it. How then will the Lord convert them? We see the manner of His coming, that is, in our second thought. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. To seek. Or often we say that to you. Then we say, seek the Lord. While it is still a day of grace. But here we read of another seeking. That is the seeking of the Son of Man. And what does that mean, to seek? That means to aim, to strive diligently, to inquire into something, to find it out, usually by meditation, by thinking, by reasoning it out. Thus, to seek, that speaks about a very active work. And we can say to you, seek after God. But fallen man, he does not seek after God. Is that not so? And therefore the Lord, He is seeking after His church. And the Lord is comparing this seeking to a shepherd who is going out after that lost sheep. To seek and to save. To save, what is that? That is to rescue him from danger, from destruction. That is to deliver him out of his own perilous and dangerous condition, to bring him into a state of safety. And now this seeking and this saving that is so vividly portrayed here in this history of Zacchaeus. And what do we read? We read Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Jericho, the Lord Jesus, go to Jericho. How is that possible? Jericho, that was a city that lay under the curse of God. And he was cursed who would build up this city once again. And that city that was rebuilt. And then we read here that the Lord Jesus Himself, that He is passing through this Jericho. Why is that? How is it possible? It is because there is a man there that the Lord Jesus is seeking. And our text that is the culmination upon the history of the conversion of Zacchaeus. So we have this history, and then we read, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Thus, that is speaking about Zacchaeus. And that man was sought out as he was in this cursed city. But it was not only that cursed city that the Lord Jesus has come to, but in it we see also so much more. Because is it not a picture of that place that the Lord Jesus was willing to come and to be born? Because we read in our text, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." That is not the Son of God, but it says the Son of Man. Thus, it is pointing to His humanity. Who can fathom what the love of God is for His own church? And that He was willing to come to such a sin-cursed earth in order to seek and to save that which was lost. That was to leave the place of His heavenly glory and to come to this place which we have so corrupted by our sin and our deep fall. All with a specific purpose, all with one aim, all with one end, that is to seek and to save that which was lost, and then not only to come to live in this evil world, but even to take upon Him the nature of man. And not only to take upon Him the nature of man, but to take upon Him the nature of man as it was after the fall, subject to the consequences of sin. That means to come to this world just as if He Himself were a sinner. That He had to suffer the consequences of our sin, being innocent. With one end, with one purpose, with one aim. That is to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, who can fathom the wisdom of God in performing this work, in causing His Son, the Son of God, to become the Son of Man. The wisdom of God to make Him as that near kinsman redeemer, that He may bring those that are lost and those that must fear the just wrath and judgment of God, that He may bring them as that near kinsman redeemer unto Himself back into that blessed and communion with his Father, or to seek and to save that which was lost. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. That is the working out of the salvation of God in the heart and in the life of a sinner. The Alpha, the first one in the meriting, but also the first one in the application. Then he had to come there to seek and to save this Zacchaeus. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. That was the man. That was the man for whom that the Lord Jesus has entered into that cursed city. That was a publican. No, it was the chief among the publicans. And therefore, he was also rich. The object of the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, rich in this world. Not many rich are called. But riches, they will not stand in the way of the Lord Jesus. The chief among the publicans. At the same time we read, a son of Abraham. Or he, that is, in two senses. Or he will become a son of Abraham by faith. But this man also was a son of Abraham, that is, one of the Jewish people themselves, and therefore so greatly despised among that Jewish nation. He was rich. But how did he get those riches? He has gotten his riches in a faulty manner. And it is his own fault that he is so despised among that people of the Jews, because he has made himself rich by the oppression of his own brethren. This man, the object of the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And in that seeking, then there is a working, a secret working, also from the other side. Then there is a secret working of the Holy Spirit in that heart of this man, Zacchaeus. And then the Lord is working in him at a desire we can read here to see the Lord Jesus Christ, even if that was only in a natural way. Oh, does the Lord also, congregation, work such a desire in our heart? Or is there a people that may even hear, not because you know anything of him, but you know, boys and girls, who is the beloved of God's people? Oh, do you know him who is altogether lovely? You can read about him in the Song of Solomon. He is the chiefest among 10,000. Oh, may you ever May you ever say, Lord, may he become so also to me. Oh, may I see him also once. May he become necessary. May he become precious also in my life. Oh, then that's Zacchaeus. Then there is a working, a secret working, even if it is just in a natural way yet, but that Zacchaeus, he has heard of this Jesus, and he desires that he may see him. And that desire that is so strong in that man, that he is willing even to become like a little child. Oh, then he is ready to put off his chieftainship, and he is ready to climb up, to scramble up into a tree. And there, like a little boy, there he is willing to sit and to wait that he may see Jesus. And what are we willing to do? And what are we willing to put off? And what are we willing to give up? And how much is our desire that we also may have a little view of the Lord, a little view also of this Jesus? Oh, that was a man little of stature. But he found a way. He found a way. And congregation, oh, the Lord, he has not put that desire of Zacchaeus to shame. No, the Lord has blessed it in a way that was over, above, and beyond what Zacchaeus ever thought in his life, to give him much more than a natural sight, but that the Lord is giving him also another sight. Oh, that Zacchaeus, he finds a place in that tree where he cannot be seen, where he does not want to be noticed. Oh, is that also our desire? Because, young people, if the Lord spares you in your life, then you will meet many people. But in the way of Christianity, they want to be noticed. They want to be noticed. Be careful. Here we see what the Lord is doing. And then this man is not coming into the foreground, no. He does not wish to be noticed. But then we read that that little hiding place that he may find when he is sitting in that tree and when he has just this outward desire that he may look upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that little hiding place that is discovered. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. He looked up. When he came there, oh, congregation, was your hiding place. Wherever that you may be in that house of God, and maybe not wishing that anyone would notice you, no. But was your hiding place ever discovered? That you may experience that the Lord looked upon you. All that was not expected by this man. No, this man was so unworthy in himself that the Lord should ever look upon him. You know what the people would like to do? They would like to spit upon him. And justly so, rightly so. And that man felt it. And now such a man looked upon, noticed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you can imagine what a wonder that became in the life of this man. Then there are fruits, but let us sing first. Psalter 185, stanzas 1 through 4, in full assurance of thy grace. To thee my prayers ascend, in thy abounding love and truth, O God, salvation send. 1 through 4 of Psalter 185. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Can be a Pharisee, but then he is no longer a Pharisee. Can be as this man, the chief of the publicans, a congregation. Then there is in his life such a great change. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. If I have taken anything, actually, that is whatever I have taken, that is a confession. That office of the publican was a temptation. Do you live in a way that is also a temptation, young people? Sometimes that we are placed in these ways in this world. And now, when the Lord Jesus stops and he looks upon this man, then the same thing happens as would happen today when the Lord, when he would, in the house of prayer, when the Lord would stop and when the Lord would look upon you, oh, then the same thing happens. Oh, then we come in the guilt. Whatever that I have taken, all of a sudden, in the life of this man, then he sees who he was. He sees the wrong of his whole life. Whatever I have taken, oh, may you ever see it. It was by false accusation. You don't pay enough taxes. You need to pay more taxes. Oh, and then yes. Yes, but then that money that comes to me. Oh, what is the first thing that is taking place in the life of God's people when the Lord is looking upon us? Then it is that conviction of our sin. What does he say? I restore him fourfold. Not that he says, I have restored him fourfold, but actually it is in the future. Then he says, I will, I shall. It is his intention. In that moment, when the Lord is stopping him, that he is going to change his whole life. Then he is not going to steal anymore. Do you know such an intention, congregation? Because by the Spirit of the Lord, then the desire of that people is all to live so close to that statutes and those commandments of the Lord, to restore him fourfold. And you know what this was? This was the penalty that was required of those who were caught as a thief. If a man steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. That was, boys and girls, when you were caught. But then there was another law for those who were not caught. There was another law for those who came by themselves. For those who came out of a free confession to confess their own guilt and their own sin. And what did they have to do? They had only to add the fifth part thereto. And now Zacchaeus, he freely confesses. So he is not under that law. He has only to add the fifth part thereto. But how does he deal with himself? He says, I restore him fourfold. Thus, Zacchaeus deals with himself as one who has been convicted of this crime. O congregation, he has stood in that moment before another judge. And that judge has pointed to him and said to him, thou
art the man. In that moment that the Lord Jesus is come to seek and to save that which was lost, then there is such a great change in his life from before. Not only in his words, no, but also in his actions. What is coming forth in his life, a great change. Here is congregation, a new man. There is a new principle that comes out of a new life. And this is one of the evidences of that new life. What is that? He cannot go on in his old life anymore. It is cut off. Do we know also what that is? There is a great difference in being lost and being saved. All the people, they murmured against the Lord Jesus, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And what did the Lord Jesus say to them? Nothing. Nothing. Let them murmur. Let them murmur. O congregation, was there ever one here in Fort McLeod that was taken by the Lord, of whom you were surprised? Of whom you were surprised? Say, that man, that woman, the way they have lived, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. When we murmur, then that is proof we do not know what lies in our own heart. But when we murmur, that is also proof of something else. That we do not know the purpose for which the Lord Jesus came into this world. Congregation, may you ever come to know that you are lost. How long have you been coming to the house of God? Are you not saved? Why not? It is because you were never lost. And when we are never lost, then we cannot be saved, because the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. That is the people for whom it will become the greatest wonder in their life, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he goes to be the guest in the house of one that is a sinner. Were you ever included in that? Were you ever included in that? That the Lord Jesus went to be a guest in the house of a sinner? Did that ever become a wonder in your life? That is the wonder of free and sovereign grace experienced in the life of such a sinner. Going so far beyond the expectation of that people, Why?
Because it is a people who never thought that it would be for them. You come to the house of God and you think that blessing that can be for everyone, but it cannot be for you. Then you expect that the Lord will look on this one, and the Lord will look on that one. And yet you come. Why? Oh, then you will look on with a longing heart. Lord, if I may only be a doorkeeper in thy house. And then, congregation, the greatest wonder, the greatest surprise for a people who are lost. When the Lord opens their eyes to show them the purpose of the coming of the Son of Man. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Then it is a wonder for which a people will just begin to magnify and to glorify God here below. And that honor that may go to that God that shall never stop, that will extend to a never, never ending eternity by that people who will know from what they have been saved. O congregation, we need to experience that wonder. We were created for the glory of God, and we do not glorify Him anymore. There is only one way. All that is to experience that wonder of free and sovereign grace in the seeking and the saving of the Son of Man of that which was lost. Then we need to know that we are lost. Oh, beseech the Lord. Say, Lord, show me the reality. Show me my state. Show me my condition. Open it unto me that I may know where I stand before thee, that I may grieve over my lost state and condition, and that I may become a fit object of the mediatorial work of the Son of Man, who has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, bless thy word. Oh, it is but a simple word. But Lord, we are simple people. And we are ignorant people. And we need that word to be brought with power in our heart. Show us that we are lost. For the first or by renewal, come again, Lord, in the life of thy people. Open that blessed work of thy dear Son, that rejoicing that will begin here below, that it may be heard out of the mouth of thy church. Bring us safely home. Humble us under all thy blessings. We may acknowledge thee also for thy help in this morning hour. Bring us with desire and all that is necessary in thy house, again in this afternoon hour. Forgive all that was sinful, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our closing psalter is number 220, stanzas 1, 2, and 6. Great Shepherd, who leadest thy people in love, mid cherubim dwelling, shine thou from above. In might come and save us, thy people restore, and we shall be saved when thy face shines once more. 1, 2, and 6 of Psalter number 220. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.